Listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the program, the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. This is that old cop Jack McLam, and I'm a little bit melancholy today. I'm, as the old black man in the South used to say, I've been a-thinking. And it's good to do that once in a while, folks. We try to do it around here at our police and military associations every once in a while. But I'm thinking about April Fool's Day today. How many of you been thinking about it? Okay, April 15th is April Fool's Day. Here's a little IRS theme song for you, folks. Taxes cow, taxes goat, taxes pants, taxes coat, taxes crop, taxes work, taxes ties, taxes shirt, taxes chew, taxes smoke. Teach him taxing is no joke. Taxes tractor, taxes mule, tell him taxing is the rule. Taxes oil, taxes gas, taxes notes, taxes cash. Tax him good and let him know that after taxes he has no dough. If he hollers, tax him more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Tax his coffin, tax his grave. Tax his sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his stone. Taxes drove him to his doom. After he's gone, we won't relax. We'll still collect inheritance tax. Well, does that sound like true life, folks? Reality in the world today, especially here in the USA? Yes, sir, sure makes you think. I've been around here in this fight for about 24 years now, and I've lost some good friends to the IRS. I certainly have. I've had a man and woman commit suicide over the pressures, commit suicide, homicide-suicide over the IRS coming after them, and I've seen a lot of things over these years. I've seen people... IRS agents and other agents put people to death because of execute them because of taxes. I have a dear friend of mine who's been a helper to me for many, many years, 20-some years now. Little old grandmother, I call her Mother Teresa, who had a gun put to her head while she was sitting in her petticoat in her house for 9 hours by an IRS agent. And it was a terrible thing. Well, I'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll talk more about April Fool's Day today. Open the phone lines up and hear what you have to say, too. Stay tuned for more, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Mountains, and we're thinking about April Fool's Day today and what it all means to all of us out here. I have some stories to share with you about friends of mine, Congressman George Hansen, Gordon Call, a man named Gordon Call, Officer Jack McLam, and Mother Teresa. These are all situations that have been very, very close to my heart. I'm looking at Congressman George Hansen's book here that he published that led to, really, his political demise and almost killed him, almost ended his life when he wrote the book To Harass Our People, The IRS and Government Abuse of Power. It was the book that he put out while he was in Congress that led to an attack on him that put him in prison, another trumped-up railroad job into prison, because he wrote this book, To Harass Our People, The IRS and the Government Abuse of Power. And I want to share his opening statement in this book that I think you'll find interesting. It's a wonderful book, and I would suggest people order this book from Congressman George Hansen. He almost died over this book. He loved the American people so much that he decided to take on the beast system. And they certainly came after him and destroyed his political career and, like I say, put him in prison. He says here, the story of the Internal Revenue Service is a history of a tax collection agency drunk with power, ruthlessly smashing dissent among its own personnel and brazenly roughing up taxpayers at will. The IRS defies and intimidates its congressional creators to go virtually unchallenged in its blatantly illegal exercises of awesome power against the American public. The IRS story told in this book is drawn from several large files, file drawers, that is, of documents and testimony collected from frustrated government employees and indignant citizens. It was so imperative that this shocking material be shared with the public that the book has practically written itself. In reading this book, it should be remembered that our American system of constitutional free enterprise is the envy of the people of the world. We love our country and its traditions, but such love carries a responsibility to protect the integrity of the system from the excessive use of power and abuse of civil rights. Recent developments show the mechanics of our system to be dangerously out of sync. Our oversized bureaucracy is sick. It's bloated with the confiscated fruits of the labor and property of the people of the United States. The federal establishment is slipping alarmingly close to totalitarianism. The violations of the rights of the American people today by their own government are ironically parallel to the injustices suffered by the colonists in the years preceding the Revolutionary War. The Declaration of Independence states that the British king has erected a multitude of offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. The IRS is so independently arrogant and arbitrary in its abuse of power that it is legally and politically dangerous to challenge or oppose, no matter how legitimate your cause may be. A good case in point is that my effort as a congressman to question the conduct and activities of the IRS resulted in a vicious retaliation by that agency against me. A division of the IRS from another state illegally fed distorted and inaccurate figures regarding my tax returns to political opponents in my state in the closing days of a general election. This was a blatant attempt to rig that election by creating embarrassment in the press and to justify opening an investigation, not of the illegal leaks of the from the IRS, but of this congressman. Although the IRS ventured into politics, its venture into politics failed, such underhanded and conspiratorial practices are not unusual and frequently succeed, as this book will demonstrate, which makes reform of the IRS a most difficult task. Nevertheless, we believe that this situation can be changed. It is interesting to note that my charges against charges did at least force the IRS commissioner to disclose information relating to personal and practices of something almost unheard of, as top IRS officials point out. The system with proper legislation and administration can serve the people appropriately and without intimidation. It is good to remember that in most other countries of the world, this book could not have been written. Congressman George Hansen, Washington, D.C. Our brother George Hansen was one of the last great patriots and truly a honorable man that served in our Congress. I think we have at least one, maybe two left in the Congress today, honorable people serving. I don't think I can say any more than that. I just don't know of any that are truly honorable except for a couple. And George Hansen was one of those people. I believe that Helen Chenoweth was another one of those Congress people that was honorable. I know Congressman Hansen and I know Congressman Chenoweth. They're both out of office today. But there's been a few there, and there's been a few that have been totally destroyed and sent away from the Congress because they stood up against the totalitarian powers of the IRS. I hope everybody will try to get one of these books. We do have them here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I think they're just $5. And you can get them right from us. But Congressman George Hansen was truly an American hero, and his book is so important to everybody to understand the secret police in America today, those that we pay attention to one day out of the year, April Fool's Day, April 15th, as we have today, many of us. And this is a great day to talk about this subject. Congressman George Hansen, because he wrote this book, was sent to prison, and they did something on him. They had a program for him that all of us in law enforcement have heard about before called diesel therapy. Now, diesel therapy is what they do in prison, and especially federal prison, when you have a political prisoner in there that might need the time to go to law libraries to write a suit against the United States of America and against those individuals that railroaded them into prison. And what you do is you put them on the bus that goes from place to place throughout America, the federal bus that buses prisoners across this nation from state to state, county to county, and you keep that person on that bus for months and months and months. That's called diesel therapy, and that way the person serves nowhere long enough. He's not in jail or in prison long enough in any one place that he can actually get his paperwork filed against the federal government for its despotism and oppressive actions taken against people that have been railroaded into prison for political beliefs, religious beliefs, and so forth. George Hansen was one of those people, and they had him in diesel therapy so long with handcuffs on his feet and handcuffs on his arms that his feet began to die, folks. Literally, his feet began to die. His toes began to turn colors. His toenails fell out. And he was just about near death before we finally got him out of prison. And he's not the same today. He's a lot better. He's a lot better health today. But it's certainly all those months and months and months of torture, really, against this man took a lot out of him. And he's still a great American today and an American hero. And we'll try to get him on the show. I just had my assistant try to find him. His phone number has been disconnected. But we're going to send him a postcard and see if he's still at the same address so we can get a hold of him and get him on. Because we need to hear from our heroes in this country who have given it all to try to educate and awaken the American people. And his book, To Harass Our People, The IRS and the Government Abuse of Power, is one of those attempts which almost cost this man his life. Let's go now to somebody on the phone. Who's on the phone, Paul? Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program on this April Fool's Day.
Hey, happy April Fool's Day.
Okay, brother.
Hey, we're heading down to the to a local tax protest in Austin right now.
Oh, my goodness.
At the post office.
Good deal.
Yeah, we're going to go hand out some material from We the People organization and some copies of Death and Taxes and Theft by Deception and some Joe Bannister cards and John Birch Society material and Libertarian Party material.
Well, thank you, brother, for that hard work. That's great. And that's the kind of service we need today to our country and our fellow countrymen. So, Lord bless you, and thank you so much from all of us cops and soldiers up here.
Hey, it's not hard work. It's actually fun, and it's something we enjoy doing.
We'll give our best to everybody there because you're doing it for my 3 children and 9 grandchildren there, brother, so we certainly appreciate you.
Oh, we're doing it for everyone, and there's a little bit of selfishness involved, of course, too.
Certainly. I understand. Well, thanks
a lot for taking the call. You have a good show.
Okay, thanks a lot, and Godspeed. Have a good time down there informing the people, brother. Thank you. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and let's open the phone lines up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight. Be right back.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, folks, I've lost some good friends and good associates to the secret police in America and the banditos at the IRS. Here's what George Hansen says in his book here, which is so true today, and it's even worse today than it was back in 1984 when he wrote this very important document. He says, the IRS has created for itself a new chapter of nitpicking and captious regulations. It's taken upon itself the role of master intimidator of the public. A former IRS agent once expressed to me this way. He says, I was talking to a lady in the accountant's office Thursday. She was from Germany, and she told me, she says, you know, the IRS is getting just like the Gestapo was in Germany. When it first came out, nobody thought too much about it. But in 2 or 3 years, when you'd hear the name Gestapo, you'd really get a chill, she said. That's the way that it is now with the IRS. I'm not sure she wasn't absolutely right. I think the people are afraid. People in this country are afraid. They are frightened by this runaway arm of government, which has powers that no business and no other governmental agency would dare claim or use. Only the IRS can attach 100% of a taxpayer's wages and property. Only the IRS can invade the privacy of a citizen without court order of any kind. Only the IRS can seize property without a court order. Only the IRS can force a citizen to try his case in a special court governed by the IRS. That's called tax court, folks. Usually there's an ex-IRS agent sitting on the bench pretending to be a judge. Only the IRS can compel production of documents, records, and other materials without a court order being in existence. Only the IRS can, with impunity, publish a citizen's debt to the IRS. Only the IRS can legally, without a court order, subject citizens to electronic surveillance. Only the IRS can force waivers of statute of limitations and other citizens' rights through power of arbitrary assessment. Only the IRS uses extra-legal coercion, threats to witnesses to examine their taxes regularly, produces whatever evidence the IRS dictates. Only the IRS is free to violate the written agreement with a citizen. Only the IRS uses reprisals against citizens and public officials alike. Only the IRS can take property on the basis of conjecture. Only the IRS is free to maintain lists of citizens guilty of no crime for the purpose of harassment and monitoring them. Only the IRS envelopes all citizens, envelops, that is, all citizens. Only the IRS publicly admits that its purpose is to instill fear in the citizenry as a technique of performing its function. The citizens of the United States are angry because their constitution and civil rights are being ignored for the mere convenience of the tax collector. Absolutely true today, folks, and there's a scam going on out there. Be very careful of the scam. I learned some 20 years ago that the English people, the British people, fell for the scam because their tax system in England was so oppressive and so absolutely diabolical and so threatening to the people. And the people were so in fear that the government came to them and said, well, we're going to reform the tax system in England here, and you're going to love it. We're going to drop the IRS system of England. I don't know what they called it over there. We'll call it the IRS of Britain. And we're going to have a consumption tax. We're going to have a tax on everything you buy of a certain percent, and we will drop the harassing and intimidating IRS of Britain. And so here they call that the VAT tax or value-added tax and sales tax on everything that you buy. Well, that was the kind of tax they proposed, and the people of Britain fell for it and voted for it and said, yes, let's get rid of the British IRS. It will accept a small tax on consumption. Everything we buy, we will pay a tax on that and eliminate the very evil IRS of Britain, whatever they called it over there. Well, they did pass that, and then they kept the IRS of Britain, and an additional tax of the value-added tax was heaped upon the people. And this has been for some 20 years now, folks. They did not and never meant to, the government never meant to dump the very evil confiscatory tax of the IRS of Britain. And now the people have the extra consumption tax. So I know some years back now, there's been a push in America, and I've even heard it in the freedom movement, that we should go along with the government's plan for a VAT tax, value-added tax on consumption, and they will get rid of the IRS. Hooray, hooray, we'll finally get rid of the IRS. Well, folks, if you understand what the IRS is all about, you know they're never going to get rid of the IRS. So be very, very careful when they come to you with a sales tax, a consumption tax, like they did to the British people. The IRS is there to intimidate and stop people from standing up and speaking out about government. I did that. I went down to Arkansas with a team of 12 officers from 9 different states to investigate the executions of 2 people by federal officers. And I'll tell you what happened to me when I got back to Phoenix. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Don't forget the phone lines are open today, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opting down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm just reminiscing here a little bit about my friends and others that have perished at the hands of the secret police in America, the Gestapo of America, the IRS, which is an intimidation agency to keep people in line and also to collect information on you every year to put in their big beast computers so they have a dossier on everybody in America. The taxes are secondary, believe me. The IRS is there to bring you to third world nation status, to take your wealth away from you, make sure that you never get up to be a threat of these internationalists that are billionaires, and to intimidate you when the government points a finger at you. I led a team of 12 officers down to Arkansas after the death of a man named Gordon Call, whose problem started when he was he came out of the military as a highly decorated hero from the Second World War, and he was a tail gunner in a B-52, I believe it was. And he had been highly decorated and been shot up a whole lot. He had shrapnel in his body until the government executed him. Still had it when I did a second autopsy on his body, and we found some of the shrapnel in his body when we exhumed his body and did a second autopsy. But I get ahead of myself. I found out that Sheriff Gene Matthews and Gordon Call, according to the official federal reports of this shootout down in Arkansas, alleged shootout in Arkansas, was a lie. I knew that because when I secured As a police investigator, the autopsy reports of Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews from good old Bill Clinton's state medical examiner down there in Arkansas, well, I found out that both these men had been shot in the back. And so I knew the government, the federal government's statement in their official report that these two men had a face-to-face shootout was not true. So I led a team of 12 officers from nine different states. Officer Rick Dalton went with me from the Mesa PD, a very fine American hero in my estimations. And we took these 12 officers down there and reinvestigated the case and found out indeed that Sheriff Gene Matthews did not shoot Gordon Call, and Gordon Call did not shoot Gene Matthews, the sheriff of the county. So we knew after our investigation, unofficial police investigation that we conducted on our own time, that these two men were executed by officers on site, because there's no way they could have been shot up if, and they didn't shoot each other. We could prove that. And it had to be the SWAT teams and the federal officials that were standing and had them surrounded during that time, and indeed that is the case. But when I returned to Phoenix, Arizona, a couple months later, the IRS knocked on my door. Remember, they're not to collect taxes. They're there to harass you and intimidate you and get you to sit down and shut up. Well, they knocked on my door and said, Officer McLam, you owe $50,000 to the IRS. Now prove you don't owe it. So I was supposed to then sit down and shut up and be intimidated. Well, it didn't work out that way. I went to federal court for a year and a half, and the federal judge and the prosecutor for the IRS tried to break my family trust that we set up for people here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And they, after a year and a half, they couldn't break my family trust because they're very good trust. And so my attorney finally convinced the judge to send the IRS away, and that's exactly what happened. But I'm a perfect example of how people are intimidated when you stand up and speak out. That's why we advise people, you're going to be in the freedom movement, and you're going to speak up and stand up and speak out. Don't own anything, because the first thing they try to do to intimidate you to get you to sit down and shut up is come and try to take all your property and to make you destitute. And so it's good today, sad today in America, where we have to not own anything if we want to keep it and pass it on to our posterity. But that's just the way this draconian system is today, oppressing the people. So anyway, also another case that I have, by the way, remember the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in yourself, folks, at 800-313-9443. Well, I'll tell you about a brave young lady named Mother Teresa. She's a grandmother and was at the time that this occurred in Phoenix, Arizona. She's been a traveling assistant for me on my speaking events across this country for something like 22 years now, a volunteer all those years, wonderful, patriotic American lady. Grandmother, Mother Teresa, we call her. Well, Grandmother Teresa was in her home alone one morning, and the door was literally kicked off the door hinges. She was in her petticoat, just got out of bed, and was face-to-face with SWAT teams all over the house, guns pointed at her. She truly thought she was going to die when they burst into her house. She had heard a brief knock at the door and started for the door, and it just literally came off the hinges. And they held her at gunpoint in that home for 9 hours, sitting in a chair in the living room. And the IRS agent, special agent, female type over her, was trying to earn her bones that day by killing this grandmother in front of the men. She was going to earn her teardrop underneath her eye like the gang members in Phoenix do and around the nation, so that she could say that she shot a grandmother who is unarmed in her own home. So she tried to get Mother Teresa several times to get out of her chair in the living room while they were ransacking her house for 9 hours. And while she was holding her at gunpoint, tried to get Mother Teresa to go in the bedroom and get the pistol in her underwear drawer out and bring it to her in the living room. Well, folks, I don't take Inspector Clouseau to know what that IRS demonic agent was trying to do to Mother Teresa. She wanted her to have her own gun in her hand when she drilled her full of holes and killed her right there in the living room. These people, folks, so many of them, not all of them now, not all of them, but so many of them are very, very evil people that do anything they're told to do. Just like some I know in law enforcement and the military, they will do absolutely anything their superiors tell them to do. Absolutely anything. Praise God, they're not all like that, but there is a group of them that will absolutely commit any crime and do any heinous violation of people's rights and their property and destroy their property and destroy their person, actually kill the people if they're ordered to do so. And so I'm praising the Lord every day that Mother Teresa survived that. It was not an IRS situation, but they had the IRS in there because her husband, Bob, had been running an organization called the National Commodity and Barter Association, which was a barter association we were all in and connected to, where we could turn our Federal Reserve notes into gold and silver. It was a wonderful organization, but the government of the United States, of course, wanted to close it down and raided all of these state National Commodity and Barter Association organizations in the local communities. And so this was Mother Teresa's time of being raided. And so we had that whole neighborhood was closed down by the government, and people weren't even allowed to come into their homes in the area for some time. And then after hours and hours and hours went by, they would let the people come home from work or go to work that could show that they actually lived in the neighborhoods. And all because this little grandmother and her husband were lawfully running a barter association out of their home for all of us that like to do barter. So anyway, folks, that's a few of the stories. I have many, many more, of course, that I could go over, and you do too. I'll bet you almost every listener out there have some horrific stories to talk about this agency that is not out of control. People say the IRS is out of control. It is not, folks. It's absolutely under control. It's doing exactly what it was set up to do. Take you back a number of years ago when Donald Alexander was head of the IRS. He was the director of the IRS. Testified before Congress, and this has been 1977, I believe it was. 1977, he testified to Congress, all the congressmen up there, that there is now so many IRS laws that every one of you in the Congress are guilty of some of those laws, are violators of some of those laws in our IRS code. That was 1977, folks. Think about the volumes and volumes and volumes of new laws been written by the IRS, not by the government of the United States, but the IRS itself. And so all of us are criminals out there, and that's exactly the way the government likes it, because if they want to find you guilty of something, if you're not toeing the mark and obeying what this despotic government tells you to do, it's not difficult today for the IRS to find you guilty of some crime. So we have congressmen and senators are absolutely afraid to death to make any changes except those draconian changes I talked to you about reforming the IRS every few years. And what reforming the IRS means, folks, is they're bringing in new regulations and new laws to make it even more despotic for the American people. You've noticed, and I've noticed over the years since I've been alive, we've had probably three reforms of the IRS, and every time it becomes more evil and more controlling and overbearing upon the American people. So, anyway, phones are open, 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about your favorite IRS story. April Fool's Day today. Let me go on and tell you this, that years and years ago, I realized as a police officer that my money as a Christian police officer, that when I paid my taxes, that my taxes were funding homosexuality. I learned at that time that at that time, 50% of all the budgets of the sodomite organization and despicable, ungodly organizations such as the NAMBLA, Man-Boy Love Association, which believes that you must sodomite all children under eight, before eight, or it's too late to turn them into homosexuals. And they have wonderful organizations like that, deviant organizations in America. And at that time, 50% of all their budgets were being funded by our tax dollars. I knew, too, at that time, that almost 100% of the abortion murder centers were being funded by our tax dollars, and much of it's being funded by our tax dollars today. And also, we knew at that time, our police and military association, that the Antichrist world government system that was at work in America being set up and the programs being installed in America as they're being installed today, as they finish setting up this Antichrist world government system on the backs of the American taxpayers, all of these anti-American and anti-God programs were being funded by our tax dollars. And so I decided as a Christian man and a police officer that I had to uphold the higher law in America, and I decided that I would no longer fund this Antichrist world government system, the abortion, the murder of babies every day, 5,000, isn't it, a day now, or 7,000 a day, I forget what it is today, and homosexuality and all the evils that God speaks about in the Holy Bible that are abominations. And because I knew as a police officer that there was something called aiding and abetting the commission of a crime, it became obvious to me as a police officer that if I continued to fund, I was continuing to aid and abet these criminal acts that are spelled out in the Holy Scriptures as abominations and criminal acts that require the death penalty in the Holy Bible. And I didn't want to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ one day and answer to why I had funded these things. I had heard by the ministers, these government ministers told, oh, no, 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 now you have to pay your taxes. Remember, you must render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And that's in the Holy Bible. Well, folks, that's not what the Holy Bible says. The Lord showed us that if you are under Caesar, if you have chosen Caesar over God, then you must pay Caesar, and you're under Caesar, and you will render to Caesar what is Caesar's, including yourself. But in America, we know that the American people, if you will read the founding documents of this nation, you are the Caesar. Caesar, we have no king but King Jesus. And he doesn't require a tax to fund all these abominations in this land. He requires us to not assist and aid and abet the abominations in the land that violate his very laws in the Holy Bible. So I took my stand, and I had convinced over 500 police officers at one time to take a stand with me and file Fifth Amendment tax returns, which means we just would take the Fifth Amendment. We wouldn't fill out the forms and send them in and say, we're not going to be a witness against ourselves under the Fifth Amendment. We don't have to be a witness against ourselves. Well, I had over 500 officers doing that, and I continued to warn them over and over and over again that we might be attacked one day, and do not join in this Fifth Amendment tax return protest that I had started up in the Phoenix Police Department unless you truly were doing it because it is godly to do. It's spelled out in the Holy Scriptures that we can't aid and abet the destruction of people the destruction of babies in the womb, the destruction of youth turned into homosexuals by all the programs to teach them that that they may very well be sodomites and so forth. And so I believe, I truly believe that we had 500 police officers that listened to me and took the pledge themselves and filled out Fifth Amendment tax returns, no longer paying into this evil system, because they were godly people, and that they would, they had not done it to save the money of not paying their taxes. I'll tell you what happened when we get back and how disappointed I was. I'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program when we return.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Okay, folks, we're coming back quick here, really quick, because we have a caller on the line, and I wanted to end up the story here that after some time of having 500 police officers that had taken the pledge to serve God and to not fund abortion and homosexuality and the downfall of America setting up this Antichrist system, the IRS did attack. They came in and put us all on single zero and said they were going to prosecute all of us if we didn't start filling out our 1040s. Well, sadly, the story is that 100%, 500 of these men and women who had taken the pledge with me and prayed about it, went back and kissed the booty of the IRS and went back under the system, except one, that old hardhead Jack McLam, that old Irish cop. I told the IRS to take a hike, and they put me on single zero and collected the very highest taxes out of my paycheck without my ability to stop them until I was medically retired and an injury in the line of duty. So anyway, folks, sometimes we have to make a commitment before God, because we will all stand before God one day. I want you to go to GiveMeLiberty.org, GiveMeLiberty.org, one word, GiveMeLiberty.org, and read in there about how you can understand the evils of this Antichrist world government tax system, and I hope that your heart will be convicted, because we will stand before the Lord one day. You know, it is not the Supremes in those black dresses who is the highest authority. Let's go note now to Mr. I think he's maybe he's a part of Al-Qaeda, because his name's Anonymous. Mr. Anonymous. Yes, from Texas. Mr. Anonymous. Come on down here.
Jack,
yeah.
I want to thank you for your work. And my wife and I recently discussed and made the decision to rescind from this support. And I would, you said it's not about the money. I would happily set the money aside to pay to support a good government run by good people.
Absolutely, me too,
now,
brother.
I'll tell you what has happened. At one of the churches I attend, there have been some presentations, PowerPoint, with some very graphic video representations of what our corporate leaders are doing to particularly the children in Iraq. And one of the photos was of a young boy with his arms amputated, and the boy is crying, and he's asking, will I ever be able to go fishing?
Yeah.
And then some of the children that are burned.
I've seen the pictures, brother.
Over most of their bodies. And anybody that has a child and knows the suffering that a parent goes through when they see their child hurt like that would not be able to support that type of activity.
Yes.
And it's a difficult decision, because, like you said, I've decided not to own. But, you know, I have some promises that, you know, the people who would lay down their life for their brother are the greatest among us.
That's true.
And, by golly, I can still breathe and I can still live, and I'm going to sacrifice some things, but I just cannot have anything to do with that.
Well, brother, the Lord is going to bless you real good one day, believe me, for that stand, because few will stand and find that narrow path that God speaks about in the Holy Bible. And you found it, brother, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you for your encouraging words.
Okay.
Good night.
Well, Lord bless you now. Good night to you and your family. Folks, it's time to stand in all ways for God and country. I hope that you'll have a great weekend, folks, and I'll look forward to being back with you again next week. Remember, let's stand. Have a great evening and a good weekend. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.